I happen to be, I know who to pick for certain styles. The band we have now, everybody's it's correct for the style we play. So I just take it, I accept it. I used to didn't pay it any mind, but now, since there are 5 books out on it, all of them gonna be wrong.
Except the ones you're gonna do.
The ones I'm doing. Yeah, I'm doing one now. But before, the reason that I didn't pay any mind for that kind of thing, you know, it was because they thought I was an accident. White people are funny. They, you know, in America, they thought that I just woke up one morning and had the blues and started playing the trumpet. But it don't go like that. You can't explain that to me. So now they understand, you know. So I just said, well, now they know I'm not an accident. Neither is Herbie Hancock or Wayne Shorter. You know, Joe's out there, people out there.
The last time we were in Germany, this part of Germany, in Munich, I remember your concert in Philharmonic, you were beginning in the 70s over here. And what kind of an extra feelings you were having when you're coming to Germany, back and forth. In the last interview we did a year ago, you were mentioning I'm coming back to a country where everything is on time. Everything is...
I don't live here. I mean, that doesn't bother me. They love music in Europe, especially all over. But it doesn't bother me.
It's just another place on the planet.
Yeah, in Europe. You know, my in order to wake up every day with a smile on my face, I have to perform perfect to myself and to the others around me. So I'm not worried about them. It's me and 8 other people. My subconscious. Gemini. 2 subconscious.
You're almost every year on tour. You're every year on tour, actually, the last couple of years.
I make a lot of money over here. I'll always come over here as long as I make the money. And first place, I'm well received here, you know. And second, I make enough money not to do anything in the States until I come here, which I would love to do.
Section. Is there anything that you would like to say about this new lineup that you're bringing to this world tour after going to Japan right now?
Well, they're just came to the last 3 concerts, last 4. Everything has been mixed real well. We don't have any trouble with the sound. The sound system would be okay. And we're in Germany where everything is perfect. It's supposed to be perfect, so I know it's going to be together.
What kind of a repertoire are you going to do tonight? Is it going to be a mixture of the last album since you're doing it in fast tours like Decoy, You're Under Arrest, and Tutu, or are you going to do something else? Or what is the presentation of this group?
It's entirely different things. With Foley playing the guitar, it's kind of just a little bit funkier. And it goes in another direction. We play Tutu. We play one song of Press Row. And we play something I wrote. But I reconstructed them. And they sound up to date. On Prince's side and James Brown's side and my theory of music, you know, the sounds and the chord progressions, which you only have to play three notes. It comes out of like heavy chord and sound. So it's lighter, but it still is a heavy bottom.
Can we say this is a 2-2 octave, 2-2 bass for the whole set?
What do you mean?
No, the projection that you made with this album for the whole performance.
I thought you were talking about the concert.
Yeah, I'm talking about the concert, yeah.
Yeah. What you said about 2-2?
I'm saying that it's still the basic popularity of 2-2 in the presence of your tour and 87.
Yeah.
That's what we have to say.
Well, you know, when you have one record that's popular, you can put in new music, you know, because we have one that Foley wrote, one that Foley's friend wrote that I haven't heard, so, and if they want to press it, and all that stuff has been recorded, and a new one that I did, that
Prince right now. There's some rumors that you're gonna do some things for him or with him. Or
yeah, we're gonna do something together.
This year?
Yeah, probably this year. I'll see him in August. Soon as we come back.
I remember your words from the last year that if you have to do some things with the singers, you would use Chaka Khan and Al Jarreau, and now we have a third one, it's Prince. It's kind of a mixture of all these people, or
that was then, you know. It's if you have an idea and if you don't do it 3 months from or next week, it'll be stale. I was gonna do that, but like, it's too heavy. We're doing a new album now. I have 4 pieces done already. And you know that new rhythm, not new, but the African approach to, you know, they do a rhythm they call Zouk, the style they call Zouk. You know, they put samba and different things, black rhythms.
Are you using African musicians for it, or
no.
American?
Part African, me. You don't have to be African to play that. But you have to be just a touch of it, you know. I told Marcus, I gave him the record of Kasu. You ever hear that? A friend of mine is doing a book with me. He went to Haiti and he came back. He said, "Listen to this." And they have a French brass section. It sounds Afro-Cuban, but